Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sejal, moderator for this conference. Welcome to the conference call of Denta Water and Infra Solutions Limited, arranged by Concept Investor Relations to discuss its Q4 and FY25 year ended 31st March 2024. We have with us today Mr. C. Mrityunjaya Swami, Chairman and Executive Director, Mr. Manish Jayashil Shetty, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Sujit T.R., Whole-Time Director and Chief Financial Officer. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. C. Mrityunjaya Swami, Chairman and Executive Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon to all of you. I am C. Mrityunjaya Swami, Chairman and Executive Director of Denta Water and Infra Solutions Limited Company. I thank you all for taking the time out to attend our earnings call to discuss Quarter 4 and Financial Year 25 results. Firstly, I shall shed some light upon the financials of the company and then operational highlights first quarter of this fiscal year. Post this, we shall move on to the question and answer session. As of March 31st, 2025, company has got a very robust order book of 6143.79 million. I would like to further break down the order book in the infrastructure segment as comprising of 5,872.56 million from water management projects, 247.22 million from railway contracts, and 24.01 from road projects. As far as financial year 25 compared with financial year 24, I do narrate two or three lines for your kind consideration. Revenue from operations for the financial year 25 stood at 2032.85 million as compared to rupees 2385.98 million in financial year 24. Earnings before tax, depreciation and amortization for financial year 25 stood at rupees 724.32 million as compared to 823.76 million in financial year 24. Profit before tax stood at 715.56 million in financial year 25 as compared to rupees 813.84 million in financial year 24. Profit after tax stood at 528.85 million in financial year 25 as against rupees 604.68 million in financial year 24. Earnings per share for the financial year 25 stood at rupees 25.83 as compared to rupees 31.43 in financial year 24. Now I do wish to give quarter 4 financial 25 compared with quarter 4 financial year 24. Revenue from operations for this quarter 4 financial 25 stood at rupees 541.52 million as compared to rupees 1040.6 million in quarter 4 financial year 24. Actually, our revenue has not got depleted. We have got the work executed. We have got very good inventory in our books, and also we have got very good receivables, which we will narrate in further slides. And it is better when compared to last year, thanks to our IPO fund mobilization. Earnings before the interest, tax, depreciation, amortization, that is EBITDA, for quarter 4 financial year 25 stood at rupees 195.77 million as compared to rupees 378.43 million in quarter 4 financial year 24. But percentage has got improved. Only in volumetric terms the amount has got reduced. Profit before tax stood at rupees 192.47 million in quarter 4 financial year 25 as compared to rupees 372.76 million in quarter 4 financial year 24. And profit after tax stood at rupees 137.2 million in quarter 4 financial year 25 as against rupees 270.41 million in quarter 4 financial year 24. And earnings per share for the quarter for financial year 25 stood at rupees 6.7 as compared to rupees 14.08 in quarter 4 financial year 24. The financial year 25 was a transformative year for Delta Water and Infra Solutions. We successfully completed our IPO and got listed on the bourses, strengthened our balance sheet and enhanced liquidity. With disciplined fund deployment and operation efficiency and a debt-light profile, we were well-positioned to scale execution and drive sustainable and profitable growth. Further, I would like to inform to all of you, our company has got very light debt and we have got light asset model. Our staff strength is, with our minimum staff strength, we are achieving very good progress. And whatever dip in revenue we are observing in quarter 4 of financial 25, we have realized in quarter 1 of 25-26. In fact, we have received the fund and we will report shortly in our quarter 1 of 25-26 financial. Further, I would like to bring to your kind information that we are also trying to bid for future projects and that once the order comes up in firm, we can intimate to the stock exchanges and also let you know. Our company is growing very well and our earnings will be very good in quarter 1 of financial year 25-26. And for the entire year, we will have a very good and robust growth. That much assurance I can give from chairman side and from management side. I am open to take questions. Please start the question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 now. The first question is from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So I'm new to the company. So some basic question wanted to understand. So majority of our order book is currently groundwater recharge projects. So if you can help me understand what is usually a scope of work in these projects and among that, what kind of work we generally do and what work we subcontract to someone else.
Actually, we from Delta Water and Infra Solutions have got one of its kind project in government in India. Actually, Bangalore generates around 1,600 million liters of sewage water every day. 80% of the sewage water gets treated and that water was being let out into rivers and streams. It was going waste. We have got few adjoining districts in adjoining Bangalore district, namely Kolar and Chibbalapur, where there was acute shortage of water. 30 years back, we had lot of groundwater. People used to grow crops by taking water from tube wells and bore wells. After the advent of this bore well technology or tube well technology, farmers began drilling the bore wells indiscriminately. The groundwater level got depleted and the precarious level was up to 1,500 feet below the ground. We don't have any regular source of river water in those districts. And so government of Karnataka thought that the secondary treated sewage water, which is going waste, can be reused to recharge the groundwater. And accordingly, this groundwater recharging concept came into picture. And right now, our company is involved in around 70% of secondary treated sewage water, which is generated from Bangalore, which is being pumped to fill up the ground in adjoining districts of Bangalore. Actually, groundwater is available in ground in cracks between the rocks. We call it as aquifers in technical terms. There the water gets stored. This water has to be tapped and it can be used by any farmer in his land. But once all the farmers begin drilling borewell and enjoying that water, this water level goes down. The shallow depth aquifer will get exhausted it goes deeper into the ground. And once the water goes deeper into the ground, it has got a lot of impurities and people do not get quality water. So we are pumping secondary treated sewage water from Bangalore and filling up into the tanks and lakes and water bodies in adjoining district. This gets recharged and now all farmers are getting plenty of water. This is the main focus area. This has been appreciated well by Government of India in its Parliamentary Consultative Committee meeting. In fact, our Honorable Finance Minister has also adopted one of the villages for exemplary work which we have done in groundwater recharging. Even UN General Assembly President has visited our project site and he has appreciated the usefulness of the project. It is basically recharging with the available wastewater.
Okay. So in terms of work at the ground level, let's say the EPC work or the whatever the civil work has to be done, so that is usually done by us or we subcontract to someone else?
All the works are done by us. In order to have better workability, we entrust some of the work like employing of earth moving equipment and treatment of pipeline, laying of pipeline, we entrust on subcontract basis to locally available subcontractor.
Okay. And all the raw material or let's say cement, pipe, steel, everything goes from our P&L only. Like we
yes.
only have to source and give it to
yes. them. We have got reputed vendors on our list like Jindal for mild steel pipe and DI pipe, which is major raw material for us. Tata Steel for MS pipe. And we have got few HDPE, high density propylene, ethylene pipe manufacturers like Delta and Mangalam pipes. And for cement, we usually go for JK cement and Coromandel cement. We procure from our head office and we give it to project site.
Okay. Okay, and this 614 crore of order book that we have, that is to be executed over how much time? Over next 2 years, 3 years?
We will complete 40% of the work within financial year 25-26. Under 60%, say 360 crore will spill over into 26-27.
Okay, so 40% this year and the remaining 60% FY27. Okay, and just one last question wanted to understand. So typically EPC companies have a lower margin than what we are doing. So if you can elaborate that what is different in our company than a normal EPC company is because we are enjoying a 35% kind of EBITDA margin.
Our CFO will answer that question.
The margins are usually better with Delta as compared to the peers because the project we bid, so where we look for a low risk and high margin projects, and the efficiencies that we have been put in place, so because of the expertise that we have in water management, and we are the our core competencies is water management and water revitalization. We are a low depth and low asset.
Light
asset.
Okay.
We have a light asset model.
Okay. I'll join.
And also we bring about cost efficiencies as well, cost optimization. So hence the margin is high with Delta Water and Infrastructure.
Okay, fine. I'll join back in the queue. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manan Shah from Moneybee Investments Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, continuing from the earlier participant, so these groundwater recharge contracts that we've executed, these are like a one-time EPC contract or we continue to earn some sort of an annuity income where we keep processing the water and pumping this water into the ground for groundwater recharge? So is there any annuity component that is involved that we continue to earn?
So it is basically EPC contract, but on DBOT model. design, build, operate and transfer model.
Okay.
We are given with some specific targets and we have to fulfill those targets. We have to do design by ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have to build them to the satisfaction of the concerned line department. We have to operate with the long-term maintenance of 5 years. And at the end of 5th year, we have to transfer the project. Since we have got 5 years maintenance contract, our quality of work is very good. In fact, some of the projects we have already completed 3rd year or 4th year of maintenance. And in none of the projects, we have encountered any major operational inefficiencies. It is on DBOT model. No annuity is involved.
Okay. So when it is under our operation and maintenance, what is the, what would be that component of revenue that would be booked in the last year?
No, it will be around 7 to 8% maintenance cost will be there of the project cost. If you have got 100 crore,
okay,
it will be 7 crore, will be around 7 crore, will be there as operation cost. It will be paid over a period of 5 years in equal installments.
Okay. And our order book that we have of around 600 crores, would that also primarily be for groundwater recharge or it is under any other segment of water?
Majority is groundwater. Apart from that, we have got 2 projects under Jal Jeevan Mission where we are providing water supply to around 180 habitations. And we have got 1 urban water supply project under Amrut Scheme where we are supplying water supply to 2 urban habitation of Kuknur and Elburga.
Okay. So, sir, under Jal Jeevan Mission, we've been reading that the projects have been impacted by, you know, center withdrawing the funding or not releasing the payment. Are our projects also impacted by that? And is that one of the reasons for the increase in our receivables this year? Because if I look at our history, our receivables have been fairly low. This I'm just talking from our company perspective, not at the industry level. So what led to such a high increase in our receivables and why is it that our receivables are at such low numbers compared to the industry? Because generally there is a concept of some retention money as well in the, for the defect liability period, but we don't seem to have that short. So if you can just highlight on that.
Actually, Jal Jeevan Mission, we have got 2 projects valued at 3,500 million. We have already completed to the tune of 1,800 million. Balance 1,700 million has to be completed within this year. Since our projects have been sanctioned earlier, we are not impacted by any perceived cut in allocation by Government of India. Second, our quarter four earnings are just the billing cycle has got postponed to first quarter of 25-26. So we have got access to IPO funds. We were able to procure very good quantity of raw materials that you can see in our financials. In inventory, we have got around 770 million. And that entire material has got to be treated. As I was telling earlier, once we procure the raw materials, we have to treat them. Once treatment is over, then our billing cycle will start. It took around 30 to 45 days. And so that whatever billings we had done in the first, last quarter of 24-25 has got realized in the first quarter of 25-26. In fact, we are receiving good revenue in first quarter of 25-26. It has got nothing to do with cut-in rural development fund under Jal Jeevan Mission. We are comfortable with our funding.
So we'll come back to our historical receivable days in terms of 40 to 50 days. Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes. In the last quarter of 24-25, that gets realized in the first quarter of 25-26. We are receiving good revenue this quarter.
Okay. So my last question was on the order book. So we are sitting on a very large amount of cash of almost 200 crores, obviously from the IPO proceeds as well. And we are also focusing on other areas like roadways and railways. I believe roadways would be a much lower margin business based on what, you know, current listed players make in this in that line of business. So what is the plan with this cash that we've raised, and why are we focusing on roadways, which would be at a much lower margin, I believe, than what we are existing making?
We have received funds to the tune of 220 crores out of IPO. We have spent around 88 crores as on March 2025. Balance funds we are utilizing in first quarter and in second quarter of 25-26. As it is, we don't concentrate much on road work. Wherever we have got our water sector projects and groundwater recharging projects, if we come across any road work or railway work incidental to our work, we do compete for those work and we try to capture those orders. They are just incidental. They are not our core sector. With that road sector, yes, there will be a variation in profit margin that varies from project to project. And we are very selective in bidding for those projects. We try to maintain good, healthy margin, maybe a bit variable when compared to water supply projects. But we want to expand in water sector only in further quarters. And we are bidding aggressively for the water sector project, that too with readily available funds like Amrut scheme or Jal Jeevan Mission of Government of India. We have got one more fund under Government of Karnataka, that is KMERC, Karnataka Mineral Exploitation Fund, that we are going to bid aggressively. And once the projects are won, we can disclose it, since we are also bound by regulatory authorities regulations. We will announce shortly very good news from our company.
Sir, what would be the value of these orders that are currently floating, which we would be targeting, if any sense, if you can throw on that line to understand the opportunity that lies ahead for the company? Thank you.
Our board target is that we should compete for work around 1,200 crores. That we want to bid within first quarter and second quarter of 25-26.
And generally, based on past history, what has been our win ratio?
Ours is 70-75%.
Okay, thank you. I'll get back in with you.
Please.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay Sharma from Golden Marriott Investments Management LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking the question. My question is the same regarding the margins. Is there any technology involved or any IP or patent? How can these high margins sustain?
No such patents are available. We do work with good efficiency, and our design team is very competent. They do design the project in such a way that we get economic returns on the progress which we are going to achieve. Further, we have got very good procurement efficiency. As I was telling earlier to other questionnaire, we have got very reputed manufacturers of Jindal, Tata, JK Cement, Coromandel, who do give materials at very economical and cost-effective rates. And also, we have got zero debt policy. We don't incur much on interest component. And also further, we have got asset-light model where our workforce is also kept to a minimum level. Combination of all these and quick and efficient execution of the work has given us this much of margin. We hope to maintain same kind of margin of profit in coming years also.
Got it. Also, sir, can you help us in how the ordering happens in this and how many bidders are, generally participate?
It varies from project to project. There will be 3 to 4 bidders. Actually, 10 days back, we had participated in one tender in Arbavi Taluk in Belgaum district, where there were only 2 bidders. And both the bidders have been technically qualified, and they are shortly going to open the financial bid. Once financial bids are opened, then we will come to know what will be our position. Normally, in state of Karnataka, it will be 2 or maximum 3 to 4 bidders will be there. Since all these works do require some past experience. We are pioneers in groundwater recharging, so our chances of obtaining contracts are bright when compared to other players in the market.
Got it. And sir, last question on the order cycle. What's the time period, as in since you get the order and then you execute and, you know, deliver the project? How much time does it take?
Usually for bidding, it takes 30 to 45 days. Since the order book will be more than 100 crore. Once the bidding is over, they take 45 to 60 days to give the work order. And after receiving the work order, we have to design the system. We have to do survey on our own to arrive at a very good economical alignment of our pipeline and all those materials. So it takes under 45 to 60 days. So in the end, once the project is conceptualized, at the end of 188 day, we will be able to start execution. And once the work starts, we get immediate payment based on milestone progress which we are going to achieve.
Mm-hmm. So from 188 days, how many more days it may take? 1 month, 2 months, or 3 months for the completion of the activity?
No, usual project timeline will be 12 months up to 100 crore. 200 to 300 crore work will be 2 years. More than 300 crore will be 3 years. That is including the time which I told you for design.
Okay. So our order book, this also includes order more than 100 crores, since, you know, we have execution for 27 as well.
Yes. Two works are of, one work is of 235 crore, another work is 135 crore, and third one is 230 crore. It varies from project to project. Generally, it will be more than 100 crore. Very few works will be even up to 10 crore will be there.
Okay. So currently, we are having 3 orders in our order book.
No, we have got 17 ongoing projects, including small projects.
Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshil Javeri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Hopefully, I'm audible. So just wanted to know, like, I think our order book, you said, is around 614 crores. So we want an execution of around 40%. So next year, we're just expecting around 240, 250 crores of revenue. Is that a fair way to look at it, sir?
We are expecting revenue of around 300 crores, out of which 200 to 240 crores will be of existing order book. And we are also bidding aggressively this year. And we may get revenue from new projects also. On conservative side, we are anticipating revenue of around 300 crore.
Okay. That's really great to hear, sir. And the margins, I just wanted to check up once again. Sorry, I think everyone just asking about the margins. But most of the other companies we've seen in Jal Jeevan Mission or somewhere, they don't do around 30% plus margin. So just wanted to, you know, clarify. So is this because we do a lot of groundwater recharge where we have the forte, and in Jal Jeevan Mission we have a different kind of margin? So just wanted to know, like, in, like, even in the sub-segment wise, how do our margins differ, sir?
Actually, we have got some data regarding listed companies like EMS. They are also reporting profit on the similar line. And as I told earlier, our debt-free company, light asset model, efficiency in execution, and procurement efficiency of very good manufacturers who do give us good material at very competitive rates. These all have added to our profit margin, and we hope to sustain the same profit margin in coming years. And as far as other companies' profit, since they are not listed, I'm not aware of the figures and facts.
Fair enough, sir. And just wanted to know, like, currently in our order book of 600 crores, I think you said around 300 crores is Jal Jeevan Mission, right, sir?
No, sorry.
In our order book?
It is around 180 crore.
Okay, 180 crores is Jal Jeevan. And so just wanted to know, like, currently on the ground reality, what sector we're getting more orders from? Is it Amrut or Jal Jeevan or something else? Like, just wanted to know in the water segment, how is it going, panning out?
Combination of Amrut and Jal Jeevan mission. And we have got one specific fund, Government of Karnataka, that KFC fund, Karnataka Mineral Rehabilitation and Rehabilitation Fund. There we are getting aggressively. We hope to back that order also with our strength of technical efficiency and our work done experience so far.
So what is that Karnataka opportunity, sir?
Karnataka Mineral Rehabilitation Fund. They do collect some royalty out of the iron ore minerals which is extracted in some specific districts, and that will be kept as a sub fund. It has to be used for the population. In that, we are aiming to bid for a project of Sandur town, where we are providing water supply, sanitary, and also end use of recycled secondary treated water.
Oh, okay. So that opportunity size would be around how much, sir? 300, 200 crores or even higher?
Around 850 crore is the project cost which they have prepared. We are actively bidding for that project.
Oh, okay. That's really good to hear, sir. And just wanted to know, like, in terms of you just saying we want to bid for a lot of orders right now. So just wanted to know the order inflow in our business is more towards H2. How does it work, sir?
Can you repeat?
I think sir mentioned we are trying to bid for around 1,200 crores orders in H1. So there are results. When will the tenders get opened roughly? So can we expect the order inflows to come in H1 or how in H2? How does the timeline work? And in general, do we have a seasonality that H1 is better or H2 is better? Or how does that work?
Yeah, it will be, we can receive those orders in Q2 or Q3 of this financial year.
Okay. And in terms of our...
We will announce it as soon as we get the orders.
Oh, yeah, we are highly anticipating that, sir. And just in terms of seasonality, just wanted to ask because H1, H2 are like similar or, you know, H2 is a bit higher usually, but this year H2 we didn't have a really great H2, so just wanted to, you know, kind of ask about that, sir.
H2 is higher for us. It will be higher.
Sir, does that answer your question?
Sorry, I couldn't, hear them. Sorry, could you just repeat them? Sorry, there was some disturbance.
H2 will be higher in this year.
Okay. Fair. Thank you so much, sir. That helps a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanket from Arth EIF. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. So most of my questions have been answered. There's one question which I had. So as I was going through the pitch deck, it said that there were delays due to the procurement and receipt of customized materials and specialized treatments which impacted the receipts in the final quarter, right? So had this not happened, how much would we see the revenue in FY25?
No, actually it was not delayed. We got access to our IPO fund on 10th of February. Immediately we took up procurement of the raw material, and usually raw material manufacturers do take 25 to 30 days to fulfill our orders. So we were able to get our materials by midweek of March 25. And with that material, we were able to do treatment, some specialized treatment requests for each project-wise specific needs. And we were able to bill it in the last week of March. That got postponed to first quarter of 25-26. It was not delay. It was just a billing cycle which has got postponed to first quarter of 2019. That was our intention of answering that question.
Right. And how much would that have been, that billing? How much would it add to the revenue?
probably we are expecting around 260 to 275 crore in this year. And first quarter, probably 55 to 60 crore.
Okay, so that billing which got postponed, that was around 55 to 60 crores?
Can you please come again?
Can you please repeat?
The billing which you had mentioned, which got postponed to April, is that 55 to 60 crores?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Great. And my next question is, we said earlier that we had some projects from Jal Jeevan Mission. Can you elaborate on what kind of work is being done in these types of projects?
Do you want technical details or you want general details?
No, just general details, sir.
Yes, it is providing water supply to 180 habitations spread over two taluks of Koppal and Gangavati in Koppal district. We have to provide water supply to the tune of 135 liters per person per day. And we have to build jack well for drawing out of the water. We have to lay pipeline. And we have to build overhead tank, and we have to provide water supply to each household. That is the aim of Government of India.
Okay, great. And what are the margins, like EBITDA margins in this type of business?
It depends on company to company. Our EBITDA margin, which we have published, is actually 36.15%, and it is better when compared to last year. It was 35.63% when compared to 34.53% March 31, 2024.
Correct. I'm assuming most of that is because of the groundwater recharging, which Delta Water definitely specializes in, and that's where most of the revenue comes from. But I just wanted to get an idea of how much margin would the Jal Jeevan Mission project be getting us?
It will be on similar lines. I don't have figure project specific or scheme specific. It will be on similar lines, 1 or 2% this way or that way.
Okay. Got it. And could you just repeat again for me how much was the project amount for Jal Jeevan Mission? How much is completed?
It is 350 crore. It's the total contract value. We have completed around 180 crore worth of work. Balance 170 crore we will try to complete within this year, 25-26.
Perfect. Excellent. Thank you, sir. That was all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclic Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted
to understand...
Sorry
to interrupt, sir. I would request you to please use your handset.
Yes. Sir, I wanted to understand regarding our margin. Sir, is our margin high because of the design element and the know-how about how these groundwater restoration needs to be done that other peers don't have? Or is it something else because of which our margins are on a higher end?
As I have explained earlier, it is combination of all the factors. Our design efficiency is good. Our company's depth efficient, zero depth free margin, and our model is light asset model. Combination of all this has given this much of profit.
Sir, I couldn't hear you. Sir, your voice got cut in the middle. Sir, please can you...
It is combination of all, better design efficiency, efficient procurement policy, light asset model, and also zero debt company. Our finance costs are very minimal, and we are outsourced almost all works on subcontract basis. Our equipment costs are also less. We don't book much of depreciation cost, and light asset model with our efficient staff, we do extract maximum work. Due to combination of all these factors, we are able to have this much of profit.
Okay. If I consider, sir, this would be a personal heavy or talent heavy kind of a segment where we would like to keep our talent in line so that the design would be higher. Is that understanding correct?
Can you repeat?
Sir, is this business more of design oriented, where we need to keep the the right amount of manpower and right amount of talent personnel on our books so that we can keep on bidding orders and getting these orders? Is that fair assumption?
No, not a single factor. Yes, it is also one of the contributing factors. Anyhow, our attrition rate is very less, around 3-4%. Our employees are working since long time, since 3-4 years. And combination of all the factors, not only of single factor.
Got it. Sir, how big is this opportunity of groundwater restoration if I look at India or the target segment that we are catering to? Sir, so I thought you mentioned, I heard you 1,000 to 1,200 crore pipeline, but sir, how big is the overall opportunity for this EPC kind of contracts?
Government of India has formulated one scheme called a Atal Jal, where groundwater situation, wherever it is very below the ground, has identified 6 states, Karnataka, Maharashtra, Uttar Pradesh, Haryana and Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh. There, the Government of India has given prominence for groundwater recharging, and it is very acute in state of Karnataka. Right now, we are concentrated in just 2 districts in state of Karnataka. We have got ample opportunity to cover rest of the districts in Karnataka, where groundwater situation is also very precarious. And we have got very good opportunity to move out of Karnataka and also explore markets in other states where groundwater situation is very difficult. As I told you, about 6 to 7 states.
Got it. Sir, you mentioned that we bought some inventory that needs to be treated. Sir, so what is this inventory that needs to be treated? And you mentioned that these have been procured at very attractive rates. So can we expect the margin improvement of this 55-60 crore billing that has been shifted to Q1?
Yes, inventory is basically of different categories of pipes, like mild steel pipe, high tensile propylene ethylene pipes, and ductile iron pipes, and also electromechanical equipment like pumps, machinery, electrical lines, and also cement and steel. Since we got access to our IPO funds in 10th of February 2025, we procured all the materials, and they have been classified as inventory in our books of accounts. They are all being laid, and received revenue of 55 to 60 crore in the first quarter of 25-26. And as far as margin is concerned, once audit figures are out, then I will be able to give you exact figure.
Sir, just a final question from my end. Sir, what gives Denta the right to win in this segment? Sir, what is it that we are able to do right because of which we are able to get these orders rather than other players in similar segment? And sir, who would be our competitors, if you can name, other than the EMS on the unlisted space, any competitors if you can write? That was from mine. So thank you so much.
We started in small way with groundwater recharging, and due to our own efficiency, we became the leading player in state of Karnataka. In Karnataka, we don't have any listed players. EMS is more into sewage treatment plant and water supply provision project. In unlisted segment, we have got few players in the state of Karnataka: Shankar Narayan Construction, Amruta Construction, Brundavan Construction, and Srinivasa Construction. They are all unlisted players. And we believe that our technical competency and our cost efficiency will be the leading factor, and we will be able to bag much more orders in coming days.
Got it. Sir, thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Janija, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So my question is, why our revenues and profit has deteriorated compared to last year?
I'm Sujit here, CFO. So we need to understand what happens in our industry. So revenue is recognized based on the project execution milestones here and not on the recurring or uniform timelines. Revenue is drawn from pre-awarded contracts, and conversion of order book into reported revenue depends entirely on the pace of physical execution and billing certification. There is no lost revenue in this case. We are not going to lose any revenue. Only thing, there is a time shift. What may not be recognized in one quarter or year due to execution phase or billing schedule will likely shift into the following period. Comparing the revenue on a quarter-on-quarter or even year-on-year basis may not always reflect the full operational progress, especially in a milestone-driven execution model like ours. In year, as you said, so for the financial year 2025, some projects were in the intermediate phase towards the end of the year. And incidentally, this coincided with the Q4 being the financial year end, which affected the billing cutoff and resulted in deferred revenue recognition. We expect this deferred revenue to be realized in H1 financial year 2026 as those projects move into the higher billing phases. Hope this answers your question.
Thank you, sir. So, sir, is the government, you know, paying receivables on time? Like, what has been your experience of recently?
45 days.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Sir, last question, sir. We are expecting a revenue of 300 crore, I think, for this year. So will the PAT margin of 25% to 26% will be maintained for this year also?
Yes, we hope to sustain the same margin. However, the results will be announced during due course of time.
Thank you, sir.
For that. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Agicha from HG Hava. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. I'm audible.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. And sir, my question was like, how have the IPO proceeds been allocated so far?
IPO proceeds, 220 crore we have received, out of which 25 crore has been marked for issue expenses, 150 crore has been earmarked for working capital requirements, and
150 crore for
working capital requirements.
Okay.
And 45.34 crore for general corporate expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And utilization is 49.47 crore out of working capital, 24.42 for issue expenses, 14.14 for general corporate expenses. Total expenditure is 88.03 crores. And the amount which we have to utilize in the year 25-26 is 132.47 crore.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the details. All the best for the future.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Kumar Bhalla from Balaji Trading. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're audible.
Yes, you are audible.
When the whole structure has a good order book, but why share is suddenly falling?
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your question was not clear. I would request you to please use your handset and repeat your question again.
I
got your question. Thanks for the question. As I mentioned, our results were out for March 2025. Soon after the results, so the investors did not understand the reason behind the dip in the profit. As I already mentioned for our esteemed investor before, so it is the issue with the billing cycle, and whatever the leftover revenue will be billed in the subsequent quarter in H1 of 26. So, hope this answers the question.
But the suddenly falling, but why?
So, because of the result that is announced on March 2025, so because of the results, so the investors
did not know as to why there is a dip in the profit. So as I explained you, so it is because of the issue with the billing cycle, and so the billing will be done in the H1 now, 2026. So hope this is clear to all the investors. So let me know if any other questions.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again. You clearly mentioned about why the inventory has gone up. Basically, you have sourced the inventory post the IPO, and the billing has not yet happened and will be done in Q1. But what led to the receivables increasing sharply? I think it was only 25 crore last year on a 240 crore sale. This year at March, and it is almost 80 crore plus.
Actually, we have billed all the bills to the department, and as we explained earlier, due to the billing cycle delay, we are realizing that revenue in first quarter and second quarter of 25-26. The entire 25 crore is the bill raised in favor of government departments, actual receivables that we will realize in this quarter.
Okay, so you expect the receivables to come down from Q1?
Definitely it will come down.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. C. Mrityunjaya Swami, Chairman and Executive Director, for closing comments.
Thanks for the good, interactive question and answer section. Actually, I hope I have answered almost all the queries. Our company is one of its kind, which is into groundwater recharging. Please have confidence in the company. Yes, I do admit a marginal dip in earnings for the fourth quarter that we will set right in this year, especially from first quarter of 25-26. We have got very good outstanding order book, and our management has decided to bid aggressively, and our order book will definitely go up in coming months, and we will show very good results, both financial and also good order book, and we hope to maintain same profit. Have confidence in our company. Please support us. We have supported so far. Let us also continue to build up the company and also build up the investors' confidence and also wealth of the investors. Let us have a win-win situation both for the company and also for all of you investors.
Thank you. On behalf of Denta Water and Infra Solutions Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.